And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
Greetings. I'm in my shed and the rain is pitter-pattering on the roof outside as I record the first audio I've recorded since I heard the news about Audioboom's big changes. Now, I did mention things in my newsletter last week, my thoughts about what may or may not happen and a little bit about how people feel. But if you don't subscribe to my newsletter, which is at documentally.com/newsletter, then you would have missed it. So I'm going to reiterate a little bit here. Lots of people online have been concerned and saying, how do I download all of my audio booms because of what is happening? And what is happening? Well, like most startups, I guess they are having to seriously think about making money. And I know that they call themselves a startup, or I don't know if they've done that recently, actually, but for many years after they were around, they were still considered a startup. But I remember 2008, when I started getting involved, as a very exciting year for audio and for the audio community. Now, I'm going to give you my opinion, as I always have done, openly and honestly, whether it be on my blog or in audio, but please bear in mind that some things have changed because I'm technically a shareholder. I have no idea how much those shares are worth, but I had some URLs that Audioboom wanted, and there was a bit of negotiation that happened, and I ended up with some shares in exchange for a URL, and that's great. I just want the platform to survive for other reasons, really. My investment is most likely worth diddly squat. So just to be open and transparent, take my words as you want, but I'm passionate about audio and I've invested more than money, way more than money. Technically, I haven't invested any money in that platform, and I would like to see it survive for different reasons other than financial. So, on Wednesday, I got the email many other people got, and that's Wednesday, the end of August 2017, saying there are going to be some changes. And my initial reaction, obviously, was that knee-jerk reaction I often get, thinking this is going to be huge, it's going to be... This is a cultural crime happening right here and now, because so many people have invested heartfelt stories. We're not just talking about corporations and business folk out selling themselves and companies touting their content through podcasting channels. We're talking about human beings in their day-to-day existence sharing heartfelt, meaningful stories with one another, capturing moments which could technically be lost forever if they don't back them up, because they only exist on Audioboom. So it was announced that from October the 1st, 2017, you're going to be required to pay for the service. Those that don't want to pay will eventually have the history on the platform erased. That's all the audio, all the photos, the map pins and the comments gone. Not all of that can be downloaded. The Audioboom API, as far as my understanding goes, doesn't enable you to download all of that information intact. I don't know if you remember 12seconds.tv, fantastic little video conversation platform, video Twitter they used to call it. And they ran out of money, but the gents that they were said, you've got a month, I think it was a month at the time, to download your videos, and we've enabled you to download them in a standalone folder so that you can then host those videos with context wherever you want. Out of all of the places that pulled the plug, places like Seismic, when communities were decimated, content was lost, I thought that 12 Seconds TV did a great job. But coders love what they do. Loved the community, genuinely, they sorted that out. So when I heard that everybody's content was going to be deleted, I panicked and kind of contacted the company and said, look, and on a selfish level, I was thinking about 2,000 of my own recordings. Everybody has their own personal investment, but there's about 2,000 recordings, much of which is just pulp and, for me, throwaway comments and moments or things that happened at events or conferences, but there's some certain nuggets in there I really don't want to let go of. I have backed them up, but it's backing up an MP3 on its own is totally different to having it in situ with the map pin, with the tags, with the extra information, with the comments and the conversation that is born off that seed as such. So I really liked the freemium premium offering, but it's obviously not worked. And my initial concern was, are our audio archives going to be safe? Is this sustainable enough for you to at least continue to pay for the hosting? So the choice is to subscribe for $10 a month, which works out at about £93 a year for a complete podcasting platform. And as it stands, that's actually, I think, reasonable, considering what you might pay for hosting and faffing around with your analytics being in a separate place potentially. And I don't know whether you have to self-code your XML file, submitting to iTunes, all that kind of stuff. They do make it easy. And having that one-stop shop, I like to think that if enough people actually paid that, they're going to do okay and they're going to keep certain things in place. So the concern was that statement saying that after 36 months of inactivity, your content will be deleted. Now, for over 8 years, I've been a huge fan of Audio Boom, and I've used it in work, and I've used it when I've been training, and I've recorded stuff around the world. I've got, as I said, 2,000-odd recordings. Many of them are embedded in places like news sites, The Guardian, the BBC, and they're also in blogs. I've used it, my audio, in Audio Boom form in a lot of Storifys. I'm really uncomfortable at the thought of losing all of the linked context, leaving all of those holes across the web. Holes where audio stories used to be. The BBC embedded this audio of my first child being born.
Hey, baby.
I wasn't allowed to record video for obvious reasons, and my first thoughts were to notify the family that we've had a healthy baby boy. And yet, if this is deleted, all of the attached comments from well-wishers are going to go with it. There's a danger of destroying so much value that only asks to be hosted. Many of the free accounts from the community contain voices of people that are no longer alive. My grandmother is just one of those people.
Would you like to say hello to the internet?
Who is internet? Hello?
These echoes need a home. Hosting is getting cheaper and I believe one day will be free. Some people have talked about archive.org and could they step in and save some of these places, but without the context, without them being in situ and the embeds being intact, I'm not sure how useful that's going to be. Should tech companies have a cultural responsibility for stories that they are housing and hosting and disseminating? And enabling you to share so easily, only to say, sorry, got to pull the plug now. So I emailed Audio Boom and started a dialogue, and I'm thinking that there must be other options for the accounts out there that have been championing audio and human stories, but how do you differentiate from the masses of other stuff? I'm guessing that the human stories and the audio that you're passionate about, maybe you could tell them, please don't delete this for these reasons. Maybe you could email them and say, please just flag that to hold on to. Maybe they'll know that some of the stuff has had zero hits, but I don't see that the analytics are an indication of how valuable that audio is, in my opinion. All audio that's recorded and posted to be shared is valuable, especially in years to come. I'd really like to think that they can be archived and saved in place. Or maybe a realistically priced hosting model can be offered, something that protects against the link rot and the broken embeds. I'm thinking it might also be possible to pay $10 for a month of hosting, and that might reset the 36th month countdown. Maybe every 2 years, every year, if you can afford it, you pay for $10 and it resets the 36th month countdown. So you've got 3 years until everything gets deleted. Will you remember to do that? I don't know. Will you be happy to sit there with a dormant account? Well, for that month that you've paid, you're going to be able to post stuff. And it might be that you're thinking, well, hang on, it's actually worth it. We're so used to stuff being free on the internet, but you've got to remember, it's not free. You have to pay for it in some way, shape or form. And I'm glad that Audioboo hasn't been data scraping the crap out of my life and selling it onto other people. I mean, as far as I know, they're not. So where is the exchange here? What do you think it's worth? So think about paying for a month every 3 years, maybe, or more if you've got something you want to share. Audioboom has had a lot of investment, and I'm pretty sure those investors are now looking for some kind of return. They've tried the freemium, and it's not worked. I've never heard an advert on Audioboom, though, and I guess that's because I've only listened to the community. I've only listened to my friends, close friends, because we've been exchanging audio. And I'd like to keep it that way, but I fear that all those people are going to leave. I'm going to try the pro option and see how it feels. I actually plan to podcast more anyway. Now there's an ongoing resurgence in podcasting. I'd really like Audioboom to make it work. It's now or never, I think. Anybody could step in and come up with some killer, totally reinvented platform. Maybe Anchor will step forth, I'm not sure. They seem to pivot so often now, I'm not sure what they are. Perhaps Audioboom will realise that they've had enough take-up from people passionate about paying something and it might get cheaper. Maybe they'll develop other options for the casual user. I hope that if Audioboom truly loves podcast, it's going to help save them and not pull the plug on so many amazing moments and stories. They're my kind of hopes and dreams anyway, so I'll leave that with you. And if you've got any comments to make, you can leave a comment, obviously, on the platform. And catch me on Twitter, @documentally. Or subscribe to my newsletter if that tickles your fancy, and just click reply on the newsletter. I'm also on Wire, @Wire on Twitter, or wire.com. Works on pretty much everywhere, including Linux. And you can do audio sharing. I really miss the audio DMs on Audioboom, but Wire has enabled me to do a lot of audio messaging between friends and between groups of friends as well, which is a lot of fun. So maybe I'll see you on there. I'm also hoping to be at the London Podcast Festival somewhere between the 13th and the 17th of this month, which is September 2017. So maybe we can carry on the conversation there. Maybe we can toast the death to the platform we love. I hope that we can toast the beginning of a new era of British podcasting. There are so many of us out there who are passionate about audio. Let's not let the platforms fragment us. And it might be that we use the suggestion from Ernmander, a very keen UK podcaster, and use a podcast 360 hashtag. I think it's podcast 360. So that no matter what platform we're using to share audio publicly, it is seen in Twitter and we can connect there. There are options. I'm hoping Audio Boom rises to the surface and can cater for all and can look after our stories for the ongoing future. Here's hoping. Thanks for listening for this longer than normal podcast. Normal service will resume short little, most likely unedited ditties on audioboom.net. Yes, I have that URL as well. Thanks for listening.